Late Song by Loris Edmund. I'm Frances Edmund, Loris's daughter. And today is April the 2nd, 2020. And actually, it's Loris's birthday. She would be 96 today. So it feels good to read this poem. She wrote it for her family on the occasion of her 75th birthday in 1999. And it's also the poem that I read at her funeral less than a year later. It had a special meaning for her because it was about her family, which were, you know, very important to her. And it has a special meaning for me too. So, Late Song, Remembering My Mother. It's a still morning, quiet and cloudy, the kind of grey day I like best. They'll be here soon, the little kids first, creeping up to try and frighten me, then the tall young men, the slim boy with the marvellous smile, the dark girl, subtle and secret, and the others, the parents, my children, my friends. And I think, these truly are my weather, my grey mornings and my rain at night, my sparkling afternoons and my bird call at daylight. They are my game of hide and seek, my song that flies from a high window. They are my dragonflies dancing on silver water. Without them, I cannot move forward. I'm a broken signpost, a train fetched up on a small siding, a dry voice buzzing in the ears. For they are also my blunders and my forgiveness for blundering, my road to the stars and my seagrass chair in the sun. They fly where I cannot follow. And I am their branch, their tree. My song is of the generations. It echoes the old dialogue of the years. It is the tribal chorus that no one may sing alone.